I think we should make clear that this isn't fiction you're reading out here. These guys all exist, don't they?
Absolutely, and some of them are still alive and well.
Yeah. Look, I'm just a normal citizen who has a pathological fear of being locked up in jail, and when I hear descriptions like this, it just makes me feel I'm fairly justified. But do some of these inmates also find jail absolutely intolerable?
Yes, they do, but others, the survivors, use that time to think and to plan and to gestate future crimes. So it's a period where they can think and look to the future.
If we found other things to occupy their thought processes with, I'm thinking of rehabilitation programs and things like this, because some of these have been cut back recently in jail. There's not as many as there used to be. Would that help them to escape that continual cycle of forming these relationships in jail and then coming out and committing more crimes?
No, I don't think it would. And in many instances, for example, Vincent O'Dempsey, the triple murderer convicted, did courses, for example, in animal husbandry, which he later used on the outside for what appears to be good purposes. But I honestly don't think it would stop that never-ending, relentless formation of friendships and relationships and a certain style of bonding and checking out who you could trust to work with on a job and who you couldn't. They are only thinking about getting out.